Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with the Fantasy Sports News Update. The Alliance of American Football has suspended operations already. 7 weeks into the 10-game season, the league has stopped operations with the anticipation of the whole thing folding. Majority owner Tom Dundon said last week the AAF could not only continue with the cooperation of the NFL and the NFLPA. Dundon investing $250 million in the league last month and was given the option to pull funding if need be. He's going to lose approximately $70 million for his investment, but his desire to fold the league opposes the wishes of co-founders Charlie Ebersol and Bill Polian. Perception inside the AAF is Dundon purchased the investment to acquire the technology and IP rights to a gambling app the league was developing. The championship game was slated for Dallas in April. Ronald Acuna Jr. cashing in big time. The Atlanta Braves finalizing an 8-year, $100 million extension with the young star outfielder. The 21-year-old Venezuelan will become the youngest person to receive $100 million contract. Acuna was named Rookie of the Year, hitting .293 with 26 home runs, 64 RBI, and 16 steals in 111 games. The Toronto Blue Jays have traded away fan favorite Kevin Pillar to the San Francisco Giants for Alan Hansen and two pitchers. Over seven seasons in Toronto, the 30-year-old outfielder hit 55 home runs and stole 69 bags in 695 games. Toronto also receives right-handed pitchers Derek Law and Juan DePaula in the deal, making room for the Jays to call up Anthony Alford from AAA Buffalo. Busy night in the MLB tonight at 7 o'clock. The big one, Bryce Harper making his return to Washington as a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. Washington minus 190, total 7. Eflin versus Scherzer, nice pitching matchup too. Tigers and Yankees get things started tonight. 6:35 start, everybody. Yankees minus 260, total 8. Zimmerman versus Tanaka. At 6:40, we got action. Milwaukee laying 20 against Cincinnati, total 8.5. Chassin versus Desclafani. Lots of action at 7 o'clock. Baltimore back at Toronto. Jays minus 200, 8.5. Kashner versus Marcus Stroman. Colorado versus Tampa Bay. Rays minus 165, 7 flat. Good pitching matchup here. Freeland versus Snell. Mets minus 135. Their game against there, they got over under 8. Vargas and Urena, Mets and the Miami Marlins. Houston minus 220 at Texas. Verlander and Miller time. That's a 9 total there. At 8:15, Minnesota laying 140 at Kansas City. Berrios versus Keller, 7.5. Four more just after 10 o'clock. Boston laying 85 at Oakland, 7.5. Sale versus Fires. San Francisco taking on the Dodgers. Dodgers minus 165. Over-under is set at 7. Bumgarner versus Ryu. LA Angels and Seattle. Mariners 25 cents, 8.5. Cahill versus Gonzalez, and Arizona is at San Diego. Padres minus 125, 7.5. Greinke versus Lauer. The Washington Wizards have fired team president Ernie Grunfeld after 16 seasons. Senior VP Tommy Shepard will report to team owner Ted Leonsis on an interim basis. Washington was 568 and 724 with under Grunfeld, making the playoffs 8 times, but they never passed the Eastern Conference semi. 4 games in the NBA tonight. Lakers in Oklahoma City. Thunder minus 13, 224.5. Atlanta at San Antonio. The Spurs laying 11, 228.5. But Houston minus 5.5 at Sacramento, 226. Good one out west, 2 in the late game. Denver taking on Golden State and Cali. Warriors minus 8.5, 219.5. 2 games in the NIT final tonight from Madison Square Garden in New York. First game at 7 o'clock. A couple of deep seeds hitting the semis. Number 6 Wichita State takes on number 5 Lipscomb. This one's a pick'em, 151. Late game, 9 o'clock, the Battle of the Lone Star State. Number 2 Texas Longhorns against number 1 TCU here. We got the Horned Frogs minus 1.5. 138. In hockey news, the Detroit Red Wings have given coach Jeff Blashill a 2-year contract extension. The 45-year-old currently in his 4th season with the Wings. Busy night on the ice tonight. The Sked, we got Nashville laying 200 at Buffalo, Boston at Columbus, Tampa Bay taking on Montreal. Canadiens, big one for them, 6.5. Pittsburgh laying 210 at Detroit, Carolina at Toronto, Winnipeg versus Minnesota, Philly and Dallas, Edmonton at Colorado, San Jose versus Vancouver, and LA at Arizona. That's the Sked, everybody. I'm the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. Gabe Morenci hosts Red Heat and Rage. Coming up next, we talk to our buddy George Kurtzen. Lots of people coming by today with picks, DFS advice, and a whole lot more. Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage Radio has begun. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart Radio.
Now on YouTube as well, I'm Gabriel Morenci, throwing it down alongside the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Well, not really alongside. I'm in New York. He's in Toronto. What's going on, Cam?
Not much, Morenci. Just getting ready for another day of sports betting action. Glad we got it done last night. Sweat job in the game. But you like to say, let's look ahead, not behind. More big boards tonight. We got NIT action, a doubleheader at MSG right in your backyard there, right down the street. A couple NBA games, lots of NHL. Let's do it, buddy. Big board tonight.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's the calm before the storm right now in the National Basketball Association. So NIT takes center stage this evening on the hardwood. NHL hockey, the playoff push continues, the final week of play. And yeah, last night, the Toronto Maple Leafs looked like they were in a good spot. They were. John Tavares ends up getting the winning goal last night. And, you know, last night there were three Toronto teams in action. And I used to say often in the past that when all the Toronto sports teams are playing, if you bet against them all, you'll probably make money for the most part. But I'll rephrase that and just say, if you bet the Raptors covered last night, the Leafs won, but the Blue Jays did not. Another deal with the Blue Jays today. Kevin Pillar gets dealt as Mark Shapiro, the deconstructor. This guy comes in and, the Jays are building for the future. They're building for the future. Yeah, well, there was like 10,000 people in that stadium last night. Tampa's not the only ones with attendance problems. New York Yankees have a ton of injuries. We'll get Colonel Kurtz's thoughts on that. Alex Smith will join us. We'll talk some NHL hockey with Alex, big man on campus. We'll hit the NIT this evening. A lot of stuff to get to on the program today.
Yeah, you said it, man. Let's I'll tell you, yeah, Gabe, you said it. It's a grind. But the thing about the Blue Jays is this. Yeah, you're right. Nobody's in the seats. Everyone's waiting for Vladimir Guerrero. But I don't mind the move at all. Kevin Pillar, he's one of those guys. Sure, he's a fan favorite, but I don't care. You're not going to win games with Kevin Pillar. They have Alfred waiting in AAA Buffalo. He's ready to go. He was for a long time. Now they can make the move. You get a couple extra arms there, too. They're trying to build it. But Vladimir Guerrero better get here soon because fans, yeah, nobody's going to Blue Jay games. Ghost Town Tumbleweed.
That's exactly right. And, Guerrero, of course, got hurt. So he's got to get healthy. He's got to get in shape enough that he can play Major League Baseball on a daily basis. You can't start your career out as a designated hitter. That's not the way you want to come into the league. Speaking of leagues, unfortunately, the bell has tolled for thee. For whom the bell tolls. The Alliance League is no more.
Nope.
The AAF has been shut down. And it's pretty stupid. I blame the owner of the Carolina Hurricanes, actually. For this, the guy came in like on the night on a white horse earlier in the year, and they can't even get through the first year. There's a lot of weird stuff going on behind the scenes, but really, I also blame Ebersol. I blame Bill Polian. Like, I really don't understand like how they started this league with not at least a financial plan to get through
exactly
the freaking first year.
Sounds like they could just go through it, man. They're broke, and I'm with you. And Dundon's talking about that gambling technology game. This story's not over yet. There's a lot of skeletons in the closet, let's say. Things are brewing.
All right, we'll hit the Alliance League and more. Yankees injuries are mounting. Alliance League is done. NIT and more.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Let's go. Game time decisions. Ready to rage. Our radio fantasy sports radio network. Now on YouTube, iHeart Radio. I am Morenci. The Ranger Redhead Cam Stewart throwing it down. We have a full deck today. We've got George Kurtz, Colonel Kurtz, big man on campus. We've got Alex Smith. We spoke with Richard Justice earlier this morning. Talked some baseball with longtime baseball columnist Richard Justice. A lot of baseball news after just what? 5 days of action on the diamond, and already all hell is broken loose. Panic in Boston right now. Their starting five have given up 32 runs. It's the most runs given up. It's the third most runs given up in modern history by a starting five. They've already given up like 11 home runs, the Boston Red Sox. The Yankees, I guess it's 11-10 right now. Red Sox have given up 11 runs. The Yankees have 10 starters and 10 players that are injured right now. Colonel Kurtz is never injured, or if he is, he plays through pain. What's up, George Kurtz?
Good afternoon, guys. Yeah, Yankees, it's a pretty much a DL, what, two DL guys a day, it seems like.
Yeah, they're stockpiling right now. Yet, you know, you look, the Red Sox are stumbling out of the gate right now. Yet, you know, it kind of does. These injuries are going to catch up eventually. I mean, the Yankees, the roster, the ball club that they're fielding, still a good one, but not the team that they thought they were going to be fielding.
No, and remember when we were, I don't say complaining, but Chris said the Yankees, easy schedule in April. They're going to get up to a 35-5 start. Well, you know, yep. Now that easy schedule really comes in handy with all these injuries.
Yeah, you better hope. And the Boston Red Sox, a slow start, is coming, is nice as well. But, you know, we talked about this morning a little bit. You have injuries to start the season. You have upstart teams that are playing well and cashing tickets in the betting world right now. And you've got the Toronto Blue Jays, guys. We were talking, George, with Cam earlier, but the Blue Jays just trading everybody away. Last night, Hess had a no-hitter going. And to me, it's ridiculous that they took this kid out at 82 pitches.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, he's got a full career ahead of him. He's only 25 years old.
Break.
Yeah, and?
Mowing him down.
And, like, and what? Kobe Bryant won an NBA championship when he was 20 years old. Like, what, this guy can't
pitch? See what happened, Gabe? After they took out Hess, too, they put in the reliever, walk home run. Guy was cruising. They didn't even, you know what I'm saying? Exactly what we talked about before. Whole career, 82 pitches? Are you kidding me? Can't get to 100? The minute they took Hess out of the game, ding, ding, first guys are getting hits. Stupid. It's ridiculous. Well, like, yeah, I don't get it.
Before you criticize them too much, keep in mind, he had thrown 49 pitches 3 days earlier. He was not on full rest at all. He would have needed to throw 120 to pitch that no-hitter. I'm not saying I wouldn't have left him in there.
Still, the guy was rolling. Saying, he's young. Throw him out there for
I have a hard time. I would have a hard time pulling him out. I truly would. You know, no-hitter, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I do think you let the guy go, but he wasn't on full rest. That's why he didn't go to at least 100. You know, so I'll give them some slack for that. But, you know, you're the Orioles. You guys are going to be terrible this year. I don't care. It took two out of three from the Yankees. You're going to be terrible this year. You might want to have some good momentum going here. Something to talk about here. I think I would have let the kid go to see what would have happened. But let's face it, even if he got through the seventh, I mean, he would need to throw 120 on short rest. It wasn't going to happen no matter how you look at it.
No. Well, I always look at the positive. You're negative, Colonel. I'm positive. I look at it like
my job, man. Beat you down. Go run a lap.
Yeah, he could have got a couple of quick outs, you know, quick pop out, quick ground out, a couple of pitches. Like, at least give me a chance. And, you know, I would have said, well, all right, let me see what happens in the next inning here. He probably would have gotten there, but on another note, we've only played five games, and that's twice, Cam, that the Toronto Blue Jays have really been no hit. Jordan Zimmerman had a freaking perfect game going against them.
Exactly. And now, what you said.
Now this dude, exactly. now Hess has got a no hitter going through seven here. It's like, man, something to keep our eye on. Hard not to want to bet on unders in Toronto Blue Jay game. And every day they keep on losing another bat.
You said it, man. It's not about just the no-hitters, George. It's the guys they gave it up to. Jordan Zimmerman, one of the worst pitchers with contact. Basically, you hit him, it's out of the ballpark. I can't believe it. Yeah, and Hess used to get rocked. So, yeah, not very encouraging if you're a Blue Jay right now. You look at that lineup, it doesn't instill fear in anybody. It's bad.
Oh, how about the Tigers? They played the Blue Jays over the weekend. They split that four-game series. The Tigers scored six runs in the four games.
Yeah, I know.
Six you. Runs. There are a lot of bad teams, guys. There are a lot of bad teams. Detroit, Baltimore, you know, Toronto, I mean, Miami, you go on and on here. Baseball is a game of the haves and have-nots. There aren't too many middle-of-the-road teams. Either you're good or you're bad.
And it's strange, too, because, listen, there's no salary cap. And baseball, ironically enough, is a... It is also a league in which the richest team doesn't always win. I mean, the Dodgers spend a ton of money. They haven't won forever. So, you know, we've seen the Yankees spend money. They haven't won in a long time. So it's not automatic, but it seems it's almost like a lot of baseball teams are in tank mode, guys. And, you know, we know the Toronto Blue Jays are. You know, the Kansas City Royals are starting all over. You know, the Chicago White Sox sort of tried to throw money around. It didn't work. But, you know, you look at a lot of teams like the Marlins. They're not trying to win. Arizona sort of starting over, San Francisco, etc. I mean, it wasn't just about Harper and Machado. There's a resistance with baseball teams to try to get better. And a lot of them are, well, we're not really going to win now anyway, so why spend the money? And we're going to sell the tickets anyways. But it's a dangerous game that they're playing. I mean, look, you're a week in here, man, and there's a lot of empty stadiums, guys. I'd be concerned if I was the commissioner, because there are a lot of bad teams. And listen, going to the old park and the old ball yard, that nostalgia is gone, man. You know, maybe it works for some people and stuff a little bit. It'll work once. But once you get gouged for $318, the nostalgia will go away fast, Cam, as you see. Going to a Blue Jay game. Like, and if the team really sucks, so you're what? You're going for the sport, you're going for the game, and then you're going to get ripped off? I mean, I saw people, yeah, George, like talking about
who am I going to go see?
Who cost them $45 to park outside Yankee Stadium the other night? I think it might have been $60.
Right, George? Without Guerrero, who am I going to see here? You got a mediocre pitching staff, like, you know, that guy Reed Foley. He gets his bell rung last night. You have a couple good players, Rowdy Tellez, and okay, but they're not like can't miss prospects like Guerrero. Then they'll gouge you for $15 a drink too. That's another thing. At least when I go to Kansas City and these other ballparks, I can get a $2 dog, and they do what we talked about before. Until they do this and like really, what did they have? Ooh, they have the one day where I guess it's Gabe. It's like $6 instead of whatever, but it's still not enough for me. You can still go down there. You're spending way too much money. The parking's $30-$40 most of the time. It's a gong show. Yeah, you get a couple walk up people, but you said it. It's going to be scary. And think about the lines right now, guys. We're seeing some minus 380s in the Yankees-Baltimore game. This was in March and April. What is going to happen when those teams totally, they don't get hot? Like Baltimore, they start to lose consistently. This one little start, hey, the season started. Now reality sets in. We're going to have like Yankees minus 500 and something. Like, it's going to be a gong show, Gabe, and all these teams are going to be 30 games out of it. George said it, the have and the have-nots. There's no, it's just top-heavy right now. It's kind of scary, actually.
I've had about enough of both of you bashing the Baltimore Orioles and their hot start for 3-1.
Good. Yeah, maybe they're going to win the East.
It's over.
Who says they're going to collapse? Who says they're going to collapse?
It's going to be Baltimore versus Seattle, the ALCS.
Yeah. The Tampa Bay. Yeah,
who says they're going to collapse?
Hey, listen, I had Richard Justice on this morning, longtime columnist, great columnist, smart guy. He's been around forever. He goes, Tampa Bay. Ranieri said, hey, Tampa Bay's 4-1. Do you think it's like a mirage? He said, no. Tampa Bay won 90-plus games last year. Maybe Tampa Bay, like, are the best team in this division after all. Who knows? You know, I'm not overreacting over one go-around in the rotation here, especially for a team like Baltimore or Seattle. But Tampa, I think we need to take Tampa seriously. And whether people like it or not, whether people like it or not, they always win when they start their stupid bullpen starting by committee stuff. It works. It's now 33-23. It works. Other teams ain't facing it. We'll hit that and more.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Strong promo. Quality promo right there. Gang's on top of things. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Yesterday, we played our first MLB DFS contest of the season. And I told you I'm going to enter the $2 entry, and I'm probably going to double my money. And it's exactly what happened. I actually called my shot. But it was all because of the optimizer. And last year and past years, I played about 200 baseball lineups and never won anything. Right out of the gate, boom, productive night last night. So we look forward to playing some DFS baseball once again later this evening. So I'm Arenci. We got Cam Stewart and George Kurtz joining us. I'm going to beat Cam to the punch here with his own team. Breaking news, and not news you're going to like to hear, Cam. Russell Wilson tells Seattle Seahawks, you have until April 15th to give me a new contract. So you remember the interview a couple of weeks ago, and Jimmy Fallon asked Russell Wilson about playing for the New York Giants, and he goes, well, I did win a Super Bowl in that stadium. So it sort of begins right now. Now, they could franchise tag him next year, which, you know, they're Seattle saying they don't want it to come to that. But we talked about it before. Russell Wilson's going to be looking at like $30, $35 million a year. He's not going to be screwing around. He's going to want to be paid the highest paid player in the National Football League. I know it's all relative. Quarterbacks sign these deals, and they're the highest paid player until the next quarterback signs a deal. But it'll be interesting to see, guys, if Seattle, who have been hesitant to pay people big money in the past, will retain Russell Wilson. Otherwise, will Russell Wilson really be the next quarterback of the New York Giants after Eli Manning?
Oh, it's not interesting. Yeah. He's not going anywhere. I mean, this is all
hype. I don't know about that, George.
He's not
I don't know about that.
Quarterbacks don't leave. He's not going anywhere. I mean, this is
sort of seems like he wants to leave camp.
Like, it does.
They don't give him any weapons. I don't blame him for wanting to leave.
Like, I usually agree with Colonel Kurtz. I sort of get the feeling that, you know, he didn't say, no, I love Seattle. I'm not going anywhere. He said, wow, New York, New Jersey's always been great to me. I won a Super Bowl here. His wife wants to live in New York. She's an entertainer. You know, it's not even a secret.
Manny Machado, where'd he go? I mean, he's not leaving, guys.
Seattle's not letting him go.
They can franchise him. He has no control over anything.
His wife wears the pants in that relationship, too. Like, she's got a lot of say on a lot of things, I could tell you.
Seahawks wear the pants, guys. He can't control. He can't force his way out. He's not going anywhere. Nobody can give them enough for them to trade Russell Wilson. He's not going anywhere.
He could get tagged and then leave on his own after next year. In 2 years.
They can tag him twice. Yes, then he can leave.
They're not going down that road.
Washington did it with Cousins. Don't think the Seahawks won't do it, guys. The cap is going to keep going up.
Well,
paying someone $35 million for a quarterback, that's where you're going to be at anyway. So he's not going anywhere. He's just not.
As we stated,
how's that?
You don't
George
know
with Lawrence for the two straight tags. It creates bad animosity between a player and team.
Because once you get paid, that animosity goes away. It doesn't matter. We always hear this. Then they get paid and they don't care. And we hear this over and over again. It's the same negotiating ploy that every player uses, that every agent uses. Yes, Lawrence is using it now. You know, I'm pissed off. You're not giving me my contract extension. You're not giving me the guaranteed money. But also by being franchise tagged, he's made, $38 million the past 2 years, which is actually pretty damn good.
Let me ask you something, George.
You'll make more money by the franchise tag each year than you will by a long contract. The problem is you're gambling against injury. It's the only thing a long-term contract does for you is protect you against injury. Otherwise, the franchise tag pays you more.
Have you not been online and not seen the news in the last month in the National Football League oh, there's no way Odell Beckham isn't a New York Giant. And, oh, there's no way Le'Veon Bell will be back by week one.
Quarterback.
He'll be back by week four.
Completely different.
He'll be back by week eight. He'll be back. He never came back. Antonio Brown. Oh, they'll work it out. It'll chill out. They didn't work it out.
Apples and oranges.
Odell Beckham. if Russell Wilson wants out and he starts pushing it and saying, you know what, I don't even want to re-sign here, guys, so if you tag me, it's going to get ugly. Now, he's not the type of guy. He doesn't appear to be that type of guy. But I don't get the feeling. I don't know. It's not like they ever give him any weapons. If I'm Russell Wilson, I'm sick of running for my life every year and being blamed for everything every time we lose. Like, he doesn't have anything. They don't get him anything. They don't want to spend money. It's not like, you know what I mean? I'm not so sure that Russell Wilson's in love with Seattle for his entire career, guys. We're also talking about a guy that split colleges before. He's not above playing for multiple teams. He already did it.
NC State,
did it.
Yeah, NC State, Wisconsin. That's true. He's played for
I'm not saying he's happy there. I'm certainly not saying he's happy at Seattle. I mean, Gabe, you're 100% correct. They don't give him anything. I thought they would have been an organization that should have gone at the Antonio Brown. It almost fit perfectly, right? Malcontent, that Pete Carroll was good at dealing with malcontents. Seems to like dealing with malcontents. So I think it would have worked out well there. And they have to give him something. And Doug Baldwin, Cam and I talked about this over the weekend. And he's breaking down. And he's been breaking down quickly. This guy needs 3 surgeries every other week, it seems like. So and they don't give him anything. They have a decent running game, but nothing great here. And outside of Baldwin, I mean, Tyler Lockett, yay. Yeah, they don't have anything. Tight end, yay. I totally get that Wilson may be a little pissed. And yes, if he was a different personality, maybe I'd have a different take on this. But when it comes to quarterbacks, every player you named is not a quarterback. Brown, not a quarterback. Bell, not a quarterback. Those are different situations. Beckham, not a quarterback. Quarterbacks are different. You can't win without one. And the Seattle Seahawks know they have a top 5 quarterback in the game. Seattle Seahawks only win games because of Russell Wilson and everything he can do. So he's not going anywhere. He's just not. No one in the NFL can offer them enough. The Giants want him. What are they going to give him? 2 first-round picks this year is nowhere near enough. And not going to mortgage 4 first-round picks in the future. It's not going to happen. He's not going anywhere until he has more control, which will be after one franchise tag. Then maybe he can force
his way out. I'm not saying that he's going to be on another team next year, but it totally wouldn't surprise me if Russell Wilson's not the Seattle quarterback 3 years from now. Like, maybe this plays out. He's under contract this year, but he's not going to screw them and not show up out of spite. But all right, they franchise, they do it once, twice, put it out of hand. Then, you know, so let's say there's 2 years left there, and then he's gone, right? So, like I said, I'm not saying
if they do that, 2 months,
Russell Wilson. Yeah. Like, he can accept being tagged once, and he's not going to like it. And you can tell he's already trying to posture. I mean, players can change in a hurry, guys. Russell Wilson has this little nice guy attitude about him, but don't be surprised if he lawyers up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see him changing his nice guy attitude. I'm telling you. That's my prediction here. Russell Wilson
ain't
going to get played by Seattle.
If you're talking about the 21 season, 22 season, I'm with you. If you think that's 3 years down the line, sure, then they don't have any control over him. But he's not going anywhere this year. He's not going anywhere next year. They have him.
He's also 30 years old. He's 30 years old now. So how long, you know what I mean? He's getting a little bit older. It's very interesting. Like, Gabe wants that one big-ass contract before he goes away into the sunset with Sierra and starts, being the entertainment couple and start doing stuff along that, because that seems to be where he's going. Kind of like LeBron, I can see him going in an entertainment-type area with his wife who's, she's on top of everything. Hell, she did the New Year's party in New York, right? Like, she's a big deal, right? And he'll support her.
What are you talking about, Ken? He's going to be the Yankees second baseman.
Texas Rangers.
That's right.
The Yankees have his rights now, not the Rangers. They trade him to the Yankees. He's there
with the Yankees.
That's
right.
The Yankees
do have his rights. That's right.
He's just a future second baseman. Everybody else is getting hurt. He might be the second baseman this year. Can he play third?
Yeah, you're right at this point. You might not be wrong. Another quarterback in the news, obviously Josh Rosen as of late, and what Josh Rosen's future holds. And there was talk that a team had offered a second-round draft pick. Had told Arizona, listen, you know, we'll give you a second-round pick. At least that was the report. Now people are saying it's actually Washington which would make a lot of sense. Like Washington, they do need a quarterback moving forward, a long-term solution. Josh Rosen could be that solution, and we'll see. It could be the New York. It could be on the New York Giants radar as well. But I've said this time and time again. I think that they think that Eli Manning's not the problem for one reason or another. I really do. I think Gettleman's that sort of that clueless that he thinks that Eli Manning's fine and everything else is the problem. There was
Gettleman smoking the good stuff.
There was another story, guys, that they said Eli Manning. Let alone this year, the guy Gettleman was talking to 2020. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, that's the thing. Even if you give him protection, you can't have that type of quarterback in the NFL now. He has no mobility. It just doesn't work. It's a different game now. Like, you have to be able to escape and find a way to get a first down with your legs, and it's just not happening. I don't know. These guys in the Giants organization, it's almost like they're trying to tank. They're delusional to me. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
It's strange what the Giants are doing. They seem like they have like this reverence to Eli, like he's been a good quarterback, and he's bad, really? He's been bad for years. I mean, he was looking 4 or 5 years. Yes. He's taken away all his weapons. He's a statue in the pocket. I mean, are you planning on continuing to tanking the next couple of years? Is that what's going on here? Like we just talked about in baseball, it's the same thing in football. There are teams tanking. Is that what's going on here? We know by keeping Eli, we're not going to be good, so we'll build up for 2, 3, 4 years down the line. It's strange. I loved all the offseason moves
they're
the Giants
smart
did this
that
year.
Doing.
No, I don't think it's that either. I don't know what their plan is. I agree with Cam. I don't know what the organizational plan is. You bring in Golden
look,
Tate,
to be
which
honest,
is strange, with no outside people. It's weird.
I get it that the offensive line had some issues. But, you know, get better offensive linemen. That's on the general manager. But the thing is, on paper, they had as many weapons as anybody. You know what I mean? You have Sterling Shepard. You have Barkley was only there 1 year. But even before that, you have Engram. You have Shepard. You have Odell Beckham. I mean, they kept drafting on offense. He couldn't have had any more help than he did. Like, if you can't get the ball to Odell Beckham, who's open on every damn play, then you're not going to be able to get it to Golden Tate. Game time decisions. The Alliance League lives no more.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Baseball season now in full swing. It's time to swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball with DailyRoto.com. Become the 8th $1 million winner or another one of the countless number of people who've won hundreds of thousands of dollars, tens of thousands, everything, man. They're winning money big time. Use DailyRoto.com to set your DraftKings and FanDuel lineups. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. You can get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, the use of lineup optimizers that have already produced millions in DFS winnings. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
So I was saying that the Alliance League, guys, unfortunately, is no more. It's too bad they couldn't get through the season, at least. You know, you can look at the Carolina Hurricane owner that came in. Yet, I understood, even at the time, it wasn't like he'd promised to save them forever. But you figure with the big announcement and everything that it would just, you know, they'd be able to get through the year. From what I get, they would have lost another $10 to $20 million to finish the season. And he wasn't willing to do it. Yet, as you brought up earlier, Cam, there's accusations that he basically bought in just to get the patent for some app and this gaming technology that he feels is very valuable moving forward. I don't understand, like, a guy that owns the Carolina Hurricanes, although I guess he's had some shady dealings in the past, in which he felt as though threatening to shut the league down unless the NFL gave them practice roster players was going to work. Like, I don't know, like, it's a real That's like me, like, putting a gun to my head and standing, like, on the Brooklyn Bridge and saying, well, unless Goldman Sachs give me $2 million, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. They're going to say, go ahead and do it, jackass, because we ain't giving you $2 million. Yeah. Right? So I don't see what the NFL would be like. I don't know why this guy's threatening to jump off a ledge and why we're supposed to care. And you find out now, I guess, and this makes more sense, that Bill Polian told, like, the XF, the Alliance guys, listen, if we're successful for 3 years, we'll get the NFL players. But you're not just going to start a league and expect the NFL to come in and save you. Like, it's like starting up. It's like startup in business. You think because you start a website, ESPN's buying you? You know what I mean? Oh, look, we started a website. Buy us. That just seems like the Alliance League sort of. Ebersol seems to be, like, in over his head that he thought, well, we'll just get this on TV and everything's going to be fine. I don't know. Did you guys ever freaking think that you can't pay every player $80,000? Oh, we're going to pay the kicker and the backup nose tackle the same as the quarterback. Well, that's why you've gone bankrupt after 8 weeks. I mean, you had a team in Utah. I mean, there's more people in an office building than there is in a stadium there. Like, you know, they got no one. Like, Utah lost a ton of money. Like, they put the teams in weird places. And, you know, they did so many things wrong with this. It's too bad because you saw there was an enthusiasm. Media partners wanted to broadcast it. Fans wanted to watch it and bet it. But just another one bites the dust and it opens up the door for the XFL and Vince McMahon.
But, you know, guys, isn't this pretty much the society as a whole? I mean, how everybody wants things quickly. We're a microwave society. We want things now. No one wants to put the work in. I mean, Gabe, you're 100% correct. And Bill Polian, what he said is correct. They need to put the time in, which means go 3 years. You might have to eat it a little bit before the NFL is really going to or truly.
You show you're
a
credible league. You show you're credible. You can be trusted with the NFL players. Can't just say, give us your players. Why would the NFL do that?
That's what this league was banking on, that the NFL would use them as sort of a minor league system. The owners have proven before they don't care about that. You know, they closed up the WFL, which is a very good league, and that was fun. That was a great little minor league system. They closed that up. Why did anyone truly think the NFL was going to care about this? The NFL doesn't care about making their game better. They only care about making money. That's all they care about, these owners. You know, and that's the old saying that, you know, this is a business, not a game. It's very true. And they thought the AAF was a good idea. They did keep it going. They didn't think that.
Yep. They don't have a talent problem. You're right. They don't have a developmental problem. You know what I mean? Like the NFL, they have a college feeding system. They already have a minor league, and they're getting it for free. Now, there's talk about the NFL putting together a league in China now, believe it or not. A developmental league in China, which I think players would rather play in the XFL than go play in a developmental league in China. Yet, you know, it's too bad that they couldn't. You know, they're into week 8 right now, guys. They're into week 8. Now, it's easy to say now.
But it just made
it.
But
they had.
Yeah, I know.
They had eight teams. Now, the Alliance League, when they started this stuff, all the teams were in San Antonio. Like, that was the base at that dome. Like, that's where the workouts were. That's where the tryouts were. That's where the photo shoots were. Like, you know, before the year started even, like, they had the players in uniform and action and stuff. It was all from San Antonio. I don't understand, sort of like the NBA Summer League, why they didn't have the foresight about this that said, listen, we've got the NFL Network on board. We've got CBS on board. Hell, CBS regular TV is going to show our games, a few of our games. We've got something here, guys. But I don't think it's a good idea that we're flying around from Arizona to Utah. Well, we got a stadium with a bunch of Mormons in Utah where the Utah Utes play. Like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? Like, why are we flying around everywhere geographically? Why don't you just do all the games at the Dome in San Antonio or two locations? Orlando, they have the field in Orlando. You have the ESPN Zone, the Disney Zone. You can rent a field. You got the Orlando, the Citrus Bowl, whatever. And then you could have two stadiums. You could have had the Florida division, the Texas division. Four teams there, four teams there. Boom. You have the games on TV, high-quality football. You cut down the travel right away. You just save yourself $10 million. It's like wrestling. You shoot a bunch of shows in one arena, Cam. You know what I mean?
Actually, that does make sense. And the thing that you bring up a great point, Morenci. The problem with Dundee, so he says he's going to lose $70 million even when we're closing now. The fact that you couldn't get to the finish line there and at least have your Super Bowl, it was slated for April in Dallas. They could have had the game there and just at least get through one. Like the fact that the failure is 3 weeks before, it's absolutely devastating. Now, you know, you can't even take anything seriously. You didn't finish one part of your goal, and that's a great move. You're right. You might have to do it that way. Oh. Ding, 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 like wrestling. Have extra shows.
I can't take them.
Figure out the save.
I can't take them seriously when they come back now because they're saying, oh, the Alliance's going to come back. They're just whatever.
No, well,
whatever, guys.
It's
like the show Models, Inc. I used to watch. You know, there was a show, Aaron Spelling did Models, Inc. And
I know Models, Inc.
You watched
the last episode. The last episode was the wedding. The last episode was the wedding. And, like, the gun came out, like, of the church. Like, bam. Somebody walked in and shot. And the bullet, and you don't know who it hit. You don't know who shot. You don't know who it hit. And it was the end of the season. The show got disbanded after. The show, I never know what happened. It's like the same thing. I want to know if the Orlando Apollos are better than the Arizona Hotshots or not. We'll never know.
The best is when the Sopranos end, it happened that way, and it's like, okay, we're done. That one, you need another season to make it work. So, no, you're right. It's just, you said it, Gabe, no matter when they come back to, it leaves a sour taste in your mouth saying, wow, this league didn't even get through the first season. How do we support them again? There's a credibility issue.
Yeah, you know.
It's not.
I can't
believe
either. It's like, listen, guys, it's kind of embarrassing. Let's just get through this. But, listen, the players need to get paid. I guess vendors are getting stiffed on this. Speaking of getting stiffed, if there's one little nice piece of karma here, is if there's one, oh, we got breaking news. A woman with Chinese passports arrested for illegally entering Mar-a-Lago. If there's one piece of breaking news here that's funny, is that Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel did purposely miss his medical evaluations in the CFL. Like, the CFL had it, like, with the Alouettes and stuff. So they had a deal. Like, listen, you know, you've got to see, you know, we got to get you checked out every couple of months. We want to monitor your situation. He deliberately did not go and deliberately violated the protocol with the Montreal Alouettes to be a smartass to get out of the contract to go to the Alliance League. And
oops.
The thing is, he was making more money in the CFL, and they didn't wait long at all. They were like, thank God this kid like just violated this. We're off the hook. We don't got to pay him $140,000 or $180,000 now. He's gone, right? So they wiped his hands of him right away, threw him under the bus. Yeah, he didn't live up to the contract. He's gone. He sort of snakes his way into the Alliance League and lasts a week. So, Johnny's running out of leagues right now.
And the XFL won't take him because of their policy, Gabe. He's done. He's not playing there.
Yeah, we'll see if Vince McMahon lives up to that policy of no criminal records.
Yeah, good point. Money. Very interesting. We'll see. We'll see how much money talks, BS walks, right? Yeah, if he plays in that league, then we'll go, okay, Vince, but that's what they say. Remember the moral clause? You have to, like, put in your application. So, anyway, yeah, you're right. We'll see it. We'll believe it when we see it.
Vince has a morals clause to play in his football league, but he takes money from people that chop journalists up into little pieces with bone saws. Just saying.
Just saying. Just saying.
All right.
Hey, Screw Man. Know what, Gabe? I know you met him and stuff. Screw Manziel for doing that. That's my take on it. I know you and Babano met him or whatever. He's not my. I'm just saying, to do that to the Canadian Football League or whatever. Like, I have no allegiance to this guy. You came in, they gave you a chance in the league. You basically spit in their face to go to somewhere else, and now the league's folded. So you made your bed, you're lying.
Too bad. Manziel can't play. He's done. He can't play anyways. So before I get you out of here, George, I got to say, pretty weak effort by Islander fans last night that hated John Tavares so much 32 days ago. Like, if you're going to hate, you got to hate, like, for real. Like, they got to hate every time he comes back. I defended Islander fan for the vitriol the first time he came back, but the wimpiness of it last night made me lose a lot of respect for them.
Well, I think Cam and I talked about this on Sunday, that there was never going to be the same vile attitude towards Tavares the second time he was there. They got it all out of their system game the first time, and you know, they may have got a little overboard there, but they got it out of their system. And maybe it's because they clinched the playoff spot on Saturday. They were in a better mood about things here, and maybe it's because the Toronto has got their own issues that the Islander fans have let up a little bit. But I never expected it to be anywhere near what it was. It'll be normal hatred now. You know, for what it is. I think Islander fans maybe are coming to the realization that, well, you know, we can play with them. You know, we are still a playoff team. Granted, I've said it all season, they're doing it with mirrors and shadows and a lot of luck, and it's lately they've been a 500 team, which is about what they really are. But I'm not surprised that they couldn't keep up that level of venomous.
I just saw a lot of Leaf fans there last night, too. Gabe, you saw all those fans? Yeah, a lot of people made that trip to Long Island. It was interesting. I've never seen that many Leaf fans in that building. It was weird.
Yeah, you know what I see? I often see it. It makes sense now. I didn't really think about it at the time, but yesterday I saw a bunch of people with, like, Canadian hoodies on and stuff. Like, not Montreal Canadian, but Canada stuff. Actually, hang in, George. We've got another 3 minutes here. We'll finish it up with George. As I have the seating right now in the NHL, and I'm not sure if it makes sense, but we'll give it a shot here. Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
All right, we've got just a minute or two left here with George Kurtz. Here's if the Stanley Cup playoffs started today, here's how each series would look based on the current position and the overall standings. 1 versus 13. 1 versus 13. 2 versus 17. 3 versus 5. Like, wow. 4 versus 12. 6 versus 7. The 8 seed will play the 15 seed, the 9 seed versus the 16 seed. So it's nice that the 9 seed gets the 16 hole versus the one team that gets the 13 seed. I don't know, man. We talked about this in the past, but every time I look at this, and to actually look at it in numbers now and to see them side by side, to see that somehow in Bettman's world that it makes sense that the 3 seed would play the 5th seed is beyond me, George. I would say that it's Bettman's fault, but the general managers, the owners, and the competition committee go along with this. So I can't just blame Bettman.
Yep.
Right now the players are griping about it. So I wonder if this does become an issue in the next CBA that they want this back. I don't think it'll go to 1 versus 16 ever again, but it should be 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, 3 versus 6, and so on. And, you know,
choose
Cam and I are talking
opponent
about this game. That's what I was just bringing up, Cam. Wouldn't the NHL be the perfect league to do that? Because they are the redheaded stepchild. The GMs would hate it, though. Wouldn't you hate to be a GM and you pick, I'm a Tampa GM, we'll play Carolina first round, and you lose? Oh. My God, that would be great. It'd be such great theater.
But they earned it, right, Gabe? Choose your opponent. It makes so much sense for the NHL. It'll be better than this system, and it's cool. They'd be the only league to do it. If you're going to do it in the hockey league. That's my take. Can't get any worse.
What the hell are you guys, doing on Saturday mornings? Choose your opponent.
Yeah, choose your opponent.
It's an Elliot Friedman's column today that they haven't kicked around by the NHL people, that maybe this should be something we should do.
Screw Elliot Friedman.
Doesn't have any traction. It's not going
to
happen.
He was rude to me at the bar, too. Hey, rich guy, want another shot? Yeah, thanks. I'm broke.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're the best, Prezi. What are you guys doing on Saturday? Now, I just tell you, I think that it actually worked better than the stupid system they've got. Everybody, I'm Cam Stewart. Here's the news update. This just in, Russell Wilson isn't messing around. Russell Wilson giving the Seahawks an April 15 deadline for a contract extension with the quarterback. The 30-year-old has 1 year remaining on his deal with Seattle, a four-year, $87.6 million pact. Wilson has spent his entire seven-year career in Seattle, leading the franchise to a pair of Super Bowl appearances, including one Super Bowl title. He threw for 3,448 yards and 35 touchdowns with seven interceptions in 16 games last year. The Alliance of American Football suspending operations today, 7 weeks into the 10-win season, and the league has stopped operations with the anticipation of the whole thing folding. Majority owner Tom Dundon said last week the AAF could not only continue with the cooperation of the NFL and the NFLPA, not happening. Dundon invested $250 million in the league last month and was given the option to pull funding if need be. He'll lose approximately $70 million in this investment, but his desire to fold the league opposes the wishes of co-founders Charlie Ebersole and Bill Polian. Perception inside the AAF is that Dundon purchased the investment to acquire the technology and IP rights to a gambling app the league is developing. The championship game was supposed to be Dallas in April. Ronald Acuña Jr. cashing in, the Braves finalizing an eight-year, $100 million extension with the outfielder. The 21-year-old Venezuelan now will be the youngest person to receive a $100 million contract. He was the Rookie of the Year last year, hitting .293, 26 home runs, 64 RBIs, and 16 steals in 111 games. The Toronto Blue Jays have traded fan favorite Kevin Pillar to the San Francisco Giants for Alan Hansen and two pitchers. Over seven seasons in Toronto, the 30-year-old hit 55 home runs and stole 69 bags in 695 games, known more for his defense than offense. The deal also, Toronto gets Derek Law, pitcher, and Juan DePaula, also another pitcher there, and it makes room for the Jays to call up Anthony Alford from AAA Buffalo. Busy night in the MLB, the game of the night. Bryce Harper making his return to Washington as a member of the Philadelphia Phillies. Washington minus 190, total 7. Eflin versus Scherzer. Tigers and Yankees get tonight started at 6:35 p.m. early start. Yankees 260, 8 is your total. Zimmerman versus Tanaka. At 6:40, we got more action. Milwaukee taking on Cincinnati. Brewers minus 120, total 8.5. Chassin versus Desclafani. Other games tonight, 7 o'clock. Baltimore and Toronto, Jays 200, 8.5. Colorado and Tampa Bay, the Rays laying 65 cents, 7 flat. Good pitching matchup, Freeland versus Snell. Mets taking on the Marlins. Mets minus 135, Vargas versus Urena. And Houston minus 220 at Texas. Verlander taking on Miller at 8:15. Minnesota laying 140 at Kansas City. Barrios versus Keller, 7.5 is your total. Late action tonight after 10 o'clock. Boston minus 185 at Oakland, 7.5. Sale versus Fires. We'll see how Sale does tonight. San Francisco at the LA Dodgers. Dodgers minus 165, over under 7. Bumgarner versus Ryu. And the Angels and Seattle. Mariners minus 125, 8.5. Cahill versus Gonzalez. Late night action, Arizona and San Diego. Padres minus 125. Greinke versus Lauer. The Wizards have fired team president Ernie Grunfeld after 16 seasons. Tom Shepard takes over on an interim basis. Washington 568 and 724 under Grunfeld. Golden State Warriors, three of their players bitched at the refs. Now they've been fined. Draymond Green fined $35,000, Steph Curry $25,000, and Kevin Durant $15,000 respectively for berating the officials. Just four games in the association tonight. We got Lakers in Oklahoma City. The Thunder are 13-point favorites, 224.5. What else do we got here? Yes, we got Houston and Sacramento. Houston minus 5.5, 226 is your total. Atlanta at San Antonio. Spurs minus 11, 228.5. And a good one out west. Denver takes on those Golden State Warriors in California. Warriors minus 8.5, 219.5. Two games in the NIT tonight. First at 7, a couple of deep seeds going at it. Six seed Wichita State taking on number 5 Lipscomb. Lipscomb minus 1, 151. Late game, 9 o'clock, also at Madison Square Garden. Lone Star State battle
as the number 2 Texas Longhorns meet number 1 TCU. Horned Frogs small favorites, -2, 137.5. Busy night on the NHL ice. We'll go through all the betting board at the DFS Hour. We got lots of games, teams fighting for playoff positions and more. Stick around, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart, Gabe Morency, host Red Heat and Rage. We got another hour, hour 2 of 3, coming up next.
Side is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's do this again. Game time decisions, level 2, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeartRadio, now on YouTube as well. Taking a look at the NHL playoff format. Now, one thing I will say, the people that seem to be bitching the most about this are Toronto Maple Leaf fans who happen to be the 5 seed. happen to be the 5 seed because they don't want to play the Boston Bruins. Now, you can't rearrange everything because you don't want to play the Boston Bruins. So Alex Smith will join us. We'll talk some NHL futures. Can Tampa Bay look? You know, Duke were the favorites to win the NCAA tournament, and they were the overall number 1 seed. Overall number 1 seeds never win this thing, man. They've been going back to 2004 since they started this seed stuff. And I think the number 1 overall seed has only won 3 times. Similar situation in the National Hockey League, where the best team often doesn't win, Cam. The President's Cup has actually been a curse in past years. You know, the percentage of the team with the best record in the NHL winning hasn't always been the case that wins the Stanley Cup. There's no lock that Tampa Bay wins this cup, but they do appear to be, this does appear to be their year. Yeah. Of all years, this does seem to be their year.
It does, but I'm with you, and I totally agree. I don't think it's over yet. Victor Hedman was also hurt in a meaningless game for them. They said he's going to be back for the playoffs, but what does that mean? Say he's still hurt. He's their best defenseman. And I'll tell you one thing about Tampa Bay. If that's the one thing about them, you worry. Will Vasilevsky be able to hold out? He has been good, but when bad, things can go streaky in a bad area too. Hedman is huge for these guys. I know they got McDonough and other veterans on the team, but that would be a big loss. And I'll tell you, if you're Toronto, any other team in the East, you're kind of licking your chops or thinking, wow, if this guy's not around for the playoffs, we got more of a chance. People are just anointing these guys champions, Gabe. I'm not going to do it, but you're right. You look at the betting board and everything else, Tampa Bay seems to be head and shoulders above everybody, but stranger things have happened in the playoffs. Sometimes teams get on a heater and, they figure it out. Tampa Bay, it's hard to win the Stanley Cup, so I'm not just buying in. We're not getting enough value. No odds on them, too. We had to get in much before. Not now.
I brought up, it's unfortunate, Cam. We're never going to find out if the Orlando Apollos we're going to win the championship. Sucks for people that played futures, though, right?
Yeah, so you got Orlando. A lot of people did, too. Boyd?
Well, Steve, I don't know, maybe we'll see if some book wants some publicity and they want to pay people out. But Steve Spurrier comments. Steve Spurrier comments. Says they've suspended operations. We're all disappointed. But on the other side, we've got to be the champions. We're 7-1. All the other teams are 5-3. Some of us didn't get into the Alliance to advance their careers, but the players, I'm disappointed for the players who believe. This is the opportunity to show people I can play this game. We started the season wanting to win the Alliance championship, and if they declare a champion, hopefully these guys will be declared the champs because they're certainly deserving. Looks like
agree with the
Orlando.
Old ball coach.
They're 7-1, right?
There's no playoffs. What do? You give it to the team with the best record. Steve makes a great case, Gabe. Hire the lawyer. I got to agree with him. Who else? No playoff. Playoff? Nope, they
playoffs.
Win.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
The Orlando Apollos. Everybody, light a candle, have a drink, smoke a bowl, do what it is you got to do for coach, the old ball coach. So, you like where he's going with this, Cam? You say, hey, 7-1. And
yeah, he's the winner.
You know what's crazy, too? Orlando had a team in the XFL, and they fell short, too. They fell short. The Orlando Rage. Great name.
Oh, yeah, the Rage. Your team. You should have sponsored the Rage.
You know who the coach
was? You got a football team after you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I do have a marijuana strain named after me. I'm proud of that. Rage OG.
Rage OG. Oh, yeah. The OG strains are very, very good. Very, very high quality. OG strains? Big fan. It's actually original gangster Yang, but we can go with old guy since we're three old guys here.
That's OG. Got to see Gabe smiling. Old guy.
Listen, Yang.
What's up,
There's three of us here. There's you, me, and Cam.
Yes, sir.
One of us is a father and grandfather.
Ooh.
The other two are not.
Yes,
it's like three point. Card body. We're moving a card. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
True. Yeah, well, see, I wouldn't be an OG. I'd be an old Gramps. You're an old guy.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the thing. I don't know if I have any children, like, legitimately. There could be a redheaded Eskimo up north, but I don't know who he is. If you see a redheaded native-looking guy in Yellowknife, he could be partly mine.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah, it's like, remember last year, there was a goalie. He's like 17 years old. His name is Gabriel Morancy in the Quebec Major Junior League.
Yeah.
He won player of the week. Yeah.
And so you claimed him.
People were like, well, if he's going to go to the NHL, sure.
Yeah,
time to get
not?
A DNA test. Jerry.
Jerry. No, that's Maury. Jerry. You are the father.
Yeah.
That's what we call our buddy, Maury. He likes to leave work early, catch afternoon TV. Maury.
I actually ended up speaking to the guy online and stuff. People connected us. And I started talking to the guy, and I made a joke to him in a DM about that. I said, your mother's not like a metalhead French chick from Montreal, is she? I said, like, just by chance. I said, just by chance, like, you know, just wondering. He cracked up. He said, no, I'm from Quebec City. I'm like, yeah, that's what I was told, too. I was thinking, but that's besides the point. So there's an episode of The Simpsons. I think it's the one when Homer gets barred from Moe's for real. And do you remember, like, he meets the country singer? Lurleen Lumpkin,
Lurleen, yeah, that's right.
Homer. Yeah, yeah. So like,
yeah, I remember.
But he goes to a bunch of bars first. Like, he walks into a gay bar and it's like, you know, it's like 1,000 gay dudes. And it's like YMCA. He's having a drink and he's like, wait a minute, something's off about this place. He's like, there's no fire alarm in here. He leaves.
You know? That's awesome. There's no
Yeah, so he goes to all these different
here.
Places, but it's great. He sees a sports bar. It's a sports bar. And he's like, he's like, a sports bar, finally, all right. So he walks in a sports bar, and there's two geeky guys, and when Homer walks in, they go, hey, we're trying to settle an argument here. Who's the best XFL team never to win a championship?
That's
or the
awesome.
Record for the San Francisco Demons. So it's funny. And Homer says, he says to himself, he's like, man, I've walked into a real sports bar, not a fake sports bar like I'm used to. Like he's, exactly. So he walks out.
These guys are hardcore.
He walks out. Like, yeah, exactly. He's like, he realized, he goes, oh, this is like a real sports bar. So he leaves. He ends up at the country music bar after. But I'm thinking now, down the road, that's the answer to the trivia question. Who's the best Alliance football team that never won a championship? And when somebody asks you that, you tell them the old ball coach and the Orlando Apollos.
Yep. I got to be honest with you, Gabe. I think that was a great idea that you brought up. And in all seriousness, books have given away championship wins for something controversial or whatever. Somebody should step up. Like if you have an Orlando future bet or something, it would be pretty cool if somebody said, hey, you know what? We're going to give it to you're a winner. We're going to honor these things and get some great publicity for your book. Got to believe that, you know, these guys, people didn't like, go crazy with this stuff. Somebody will do it, you know. Hey, they paid out that guy for that computer glitch, and it cost tons and tons of the money. I got to believe something like that could happen. Great idea.
You know, it's there are a few players. There are a few players that made a name for themselves. You know, one person that deserves accolades for this is Trent Richardson. Trent Richardson played well in this league, man. He led the league in touchdowns. He was a batting champ.
Happy for him.
I think, yeah, me too. I mean, he's been criticized a lot. He plays for the right reasons. I think that he played well enough to deserve a CFL opportunity. Again, listen, he played for Saskatchewan briefly last year. You can tell he's in a better place now. He's in better shape. You know what I mean? He was hitting better holes. I don't know. He seemed to get it a little bit more. I don't want to overreact because a lot of the touchdowns were inside the seven, and he was a short yardage guy. He wasn't popping massive runs, but, you know, he's not asking for a ton of money, and he wants to play the game. I'm just stating, like, you know, if I'm the Argonauts or if I was the Alouettes or someone, I wouldn't have a problem having a guy in camp. If he makes the team, he makes the team. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Argos, Gabe, because of Wilder. But when you're looking at the guys on the team, see Montreal would make sense, even though they got a pretty good back. Yeah, James Wilder, yeah, like, I don't know, maybe because the thing is he wants to eventually try to go to the NFL because he's had such success in the CFL, maybe get, you know, a third-string job or something like that. But I'm thinking Edmonton would make a lot of sense for Richardson. You know, that's a team I think that needs a running back. But, yeah, you're right. Maybe he has done enough to warrant another shot at things. Got to be happy because the thing we thought he was going to be done, and now he's stepped up. No, Canadian Football League. He won't make the NFL.
He can't go. He can't go to the. He can't go to the NFL. But CFL, yes. So yeah, the XFL. I'm just looking at the old team names. They have a lot of the same cities actually. Memphis yep. Maniacs. New York, New Jersey Hitmen. Great name. Chicago Enforcers. The Orlando Rage. Yeah, I was going to say, so you remember who the quarterback was, the coach of the Orlando Rage was? Lee Corso.
ESPN's Lee Corso. Wow.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. Lee Corso was the coach of that team. And hey, they were pretty good too. You know who the MVP was of the XFL?
Tommy Maddox.
Good call. And in fact, he got the Denver Bronco job off of this.
That is correct.
I'm seeing here, this was Bob Costas's take on the XFL. It has to be at least a decade since I first mused out loud. Why doesn't somebody combine mediocre high school football with a tawdry strip club? Finally, somebody takes my idea and runs with it. Oh, shut up. Like you'd say, get Ben Costas. I'm sick of Costas.
I'm so sick and tired of these guys at the start of sporting
events. Costas. I know everything.
Oh, I have an essay. Everybody else is stupid. You know, I'm the smartest guy in the room. Shut the hell up. Shut it. I'm with you. Get bent.
Yeah, you see, speaking of other guys like that, Rick Riley, the guy from Sports Illustrated. He wrote an entire
blow me.
Yeah, he wrote an entire book about how Donald Trump cheats at golf. Like, all right, maybe a column, like an SI, whatever. Like
a book,
244 pages. There's no one. I don't know. Supposedly it compares to, you know, it's antidotes to his presidency somehow. Yet the biggest antidote is his caddies at at his golf club in Jersey. Bed Minister says that he kicked the ball around so much they call him Pele. It's like, oh, that's a funny story. Yeah, that's this one, he's got a lot of courses.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, level two, game time decision continues. So as we were going out, I mentioned that Bedminster. Yeah, Bedminster is about 40 miles west of New York City, Somerset County, the Trump National Golf and Bedminster Club. How much do you think it costs to become? Looks like a pretty nice course here. Look, they have a Kentucky Derby hat party and high tea lunch.
Yeah.
At the club.
That's a Kentucky Derby hat party. You can tell. Money.
So there's a yearly fee and an initiation fee. How much do you think the initiation fee is to become a member here at this golf course?
I'm going to say $400,000.
Very, very good guess. $350,000.
Not bad. That was a good guess. Surprising.
Yeah, it's $350,000 like up front. And the golf club did not respond to requests for the cost, because it's one of these deals. If you have to ask how much it costs, you can't afford it.
True.
Yeah, the site frames the membership fees as an investment in life, leisure, and luxury. All right, let's bring in... thing is, you can't be, you don't want to play golf there. You can't burn one on man. You got to have Secret Service rolling up on you, Cam. Imagine you and me out there.
Yeah, you get. That's a good point. You got to go to Rolling Hills, the friendly golf course.
You're drinking
course
a beer, buddy, you're smoking a spliff on your golf cart. President rolls by, and well, who the hell are these two guys?
These hey, idiots. Mr. President. Yeah, we'd lose our privileges round run. I don't even think we'd make the turn. First couple holes, we'd be done.
No. Yeah. I don't think we'd get on there. I don't think we'd be allowed on.
No.
Let's bring in
actually,
Alex.
That's a good point.
Let's bring in Alex Smith right now. Wager Talk. It's been a little while since we've spoken to Alex. Going to have him back. WagerTalk.com. And Alex also breaks it down with Babano, which means it must be hard getting a word in on the Ice Guys on Patreon as well. What's going on, Alex?
It's going well. Now we get enough time now. We don't get rushed off the air like we used to. So all of us get plenty of time to talk. But Ian definitely talks more than the other three of us.
Best is Clam Chowder saying he's a real chatterbox.
Yeah, definitely.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's a real chatterbox. So tell us about what you're doing with Wager Talk here right now, and how low do the packages go? Because I've been told, like, talk about the $2 plays and stuff. So talk to us about this and what you have going on. Listen, you bet on NFL football, and I see you bet on different sports. Yeah. But for hockey is your thing, isn't it? That's like your passion.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, hockey is my favorite sport to watch. I never played it, but I've been a fan my whole life. Growing up in Chicago, went through the dead years with the Hawks and watched the Wolves, and now I live here in Minnesota, just blocks away from Ice Center. So hockey is my biggest sport. But I'm over at Wager Talk, and they also have acquired SportsMemo.com. But on Wager Talk TV, we have a show 5 days a week called Puck Time. And this week I'm actually hosting it. Normally, Lawrence Presman is the host, the Prez, but he is away on a ski trip. So I've been hosting it all week long. along. So definitely check that out on Wager Talk TV. And then over at Sports Memo, like I said, Sports Memo and Wager Talk, they have $2 Tuesdays. I'm the featured handicapper at sportsmemo.com. You get my play tonight in the NHL. It's a totals play. I've been hitting 60% totals all year. And I'm just a total that I really love tonight. It's a 4-unit play. You can get it for $2. Just $2. I mean, that's the cost of, you know, getting a pop or bumming a smoke on the street. $2. Yeah.
Or Toonie, Alex, Toonie Tuesday at Kentucky Fried Chicken, one of my favorites. Hockey and death. Toonie Tuesday.
Yeah, $2 Tuesdays. So the Prez is skiing again. This guy skis more than Lindsey Vonn does.
Oh, my God. No, seriously, what the life of leisure with the Prez, Morenci? He takes us to fine dining now. Where is he, in Aspen?
No, I don't know. I think he's in Whistler. I know he was at somewhere else like a couple weeks ago. He's apparently like a black diamond level skier. So I mean, that's I guess I don't know. Maybe he makes a little money on the side betting people, you know, skiing. I don't really know, but he does take a trip here and there. So.
All right. So tonight's NHL card. It's a busy card. So critical games tonight. Playoff implications. Boston at Columbus. So Columbus in a must-win situation here. Minus 141 visiting Boston Bruins, locked into their position. We'll start with that game. We've also got Tampa Bay and the Montreal Canadiens. The Canadiens are also in a must-win situation, as are the Carolina Hurricanes, taking on a Leafs team that played last night. So let's touch on the three games that matter the most. We'll start with you here, Alex. Boston and Columbus, any thoughts on this game?
Yeah, it's an interesting battle because you got this Boston team. Obviously, they're already locked in their playoff spot. They know they're going to more than likely get home ice, barring some kind of disaster by them and a miracle by Toronto. They've got that second seed in the Atlantic Division all wrapped up. They've lost three of their last four games, and they've been getting kind of lazy, lackadaisical on defense, giving up 6 goals against the Detroit team. Granted, Detroit's been playing really good hockey of late, but then giving up 4 goals against Florida, 5 goals against Tampa Bay, that's something to see. That 3 goals against the Rangers, even that, and that was a win, but that's still something you don't want to do. So they need to sharpen things up defensively before they get into the postseason play. But I don't think that's going to happen tonight, especially because the Columbus team that has been lights out. They've won 5 games in a row, and they've outscored opponents 24-4 in those 5 games. So they're getting some good goaltending, but they're also getting some good offense here. I actually like the over in this game. We've seen the over go cash in 6 of the last 7 road games for the Bruins. And with Columbus, even though we've seen them trend under as of late, like I said, this is a team now. They're getting their offense rolling against this kind of Boston defense that's just playing out the string, waiting for next week. I think we can see some goals scored there.
Cam, your Toronto Maple Leafs, we talked about them being in a good spot last night. Not in a good spot tonight. They're locked up, and I'm seeing Babcock, and I don't like this. We'll get your take on this. I don't like this. Babcock saying he's going to leave it up to the guys who plays and who doesn't and who needs rest and who doesn't. Like, dude, you're making $6 million a year for a reason.
Makes I know, a you're decision. A coach. Exactly.
Yeah, like, handle this. Like, don't, like, you know what I mean? Like, really.
I think he's overrated Carolina, as a coach, personally.
You got Carolina, who needs this game. Alex Cam's a Leaf. He's a Leaf fan. Our Leaf expert, so we'll start with him. Carolina at Toronto, Cam.
I'm putting Carolina on the card tonight, Gabe. We were both on the Leafs against the Islanders. We thought that was a good spot for revenge in a team that beat you up. Historically, Carolina always plays the Leafs tough. I don't like the fact that the line's gone from Carolina's a dog to now a favorite. I'm seeing, 15 cents for Carolina on most spots.
The Sparks effect. But, Garrett Alex, Sparks.
Yeah, and I'll tell – oh, wow, with Sparks, I even like Carolina more. Garrett I might Sparks. Even take them in regulation to plus money or -1.5 plus 225, but I love Carolina at -115. Alex, what do you think tonight?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I was on Toronto last night, got lucky with that win because they almost blew that lead. The Islanders were buzzing late, and they ended up holding off that 2-1 win. But like you said, Garrett Sparks in that, and this guy's a mid-range goalie at best. He's just a fringe backup. Not a guy you want to really rest your head on. I mean, you saw, the 2 games where he lost against Ottawa as well. He let in some soft goals. So now you got a Carolina team, like I said, they're buzzing overall. They've won 10 of their last 15 games on the road, which is something you definitely want to see. And they've actually played well in Toronto. They won 4 of the last 6 meetings up there. So, like I said, Carolina, I think the desperate hockey, but they're playing smart hockey as well. It's a bad spot for Toronto on the second night of a back-to-back. I'm rolling with you guys, too, on the Hurricanes.
And the Montreal Canadiens are in a tough spot. They've actually had a good year. They were better than I thought they were going to be, 42-29-8 on the season. But they're in a tough spot right now. The schedule is very tough for them. down the stretch. I think they get Tampa twice, actually. But Tampa doesn't need this game right now. You mentioned it, Cam. Victor Hedman is going to be out. Montreal Canadiens in an absolutely positively have to get it a hockey game. And I don't want to speak out of light here. I don't want to be wrong on this, but I think this might be the Canadiens' last home game of the year. I think they might be on the road the last two games here. I'll look this up. But, Alex, what do you think of this game, Lightning at Canadiens? Canadiens are actually favorites, odds makers think that they're showing up.
Yep.
Yeah, we've seen money come in on Montreal in this spot, too, because, you look at Tampa Bay, they've clinched everything. They could still get the record for most wins in NHL history. That would be at 62, but they won't be able to get the most points in NHL history. That record will still stay with the 95-96 Red Wings at 131. But this Tampa Bay team, no Hedman. Anton Strahlman's questionable. Girardi's been out definitely for a while. And they've got a third-string goalie in Eddie Pasquale, who was played well in Syracuse. He went 25-12-3 with the crunch in the AHL this year. So he's getting a call. This is his second start of the year. He did win a start back on December 4th against Detroit. It was a 6-5 game that went into overtime. So it wasn't his sharpest debut, of course. But there's no real book on him. So maybe, it could be a lower scoring game possibly if he shines well. But I think overall Montreal being at home, possibly last home game of the year, they desperately need a win here. I think they'll be able to get it tonight against this Lightning team that really has nothing to play for.
Yeah, it's funny you bring up the total. It's 6.5, guys, and Carey Price has allowed 2 goals or fewer in 8 of his last 10 starts. It's going to be like a playoff game for the Montreal Canadiens. They don't want to get into a track meet with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Montreal's gone under in 7 of the last 10 games overall. So,
yeah, let's go under the number there,
too, Alex. I lean with Montreal too, with Tampa Bay's third string goalie. It's actually interesting. Montreal has played Tampa Bay tough and had some leads and lost some heartbreakers against them when Tampa Bay brought their A game. Now they're probably bringing their D game. They have nothing to play for. So I'm on the Canadiens too. Probably a lot of people will bet Tampa Bay because you're getting them as a dog. But your Canadiens, Gabe, I think they get it done tonight.
The Colorado Avalanche are another team that are in playoff jockeying. Right now, big game for them tonight against the Edmonton Oilers, but they're monster favorites in this game tonight.
Yeah, you're not even really getting a much value. Even if you play it on the regulation here, you'd be playing maybe minus 130 or 135. If you're going to play, that's the best way to roll with this. The Colorado needs this game. The one thing that does worry me is that Semyon Varlamov is one likely going to start in net. If he does, he's 8-11-3 against Edmonton in 22 career starts with a 3.10 goals against average. So that's not something that you want to really rely your hat on. I like the over here in this. 5.5.
Hang in here, Alex.
Laying 120.
Hang in here.
Huh?
We'll just take...
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Well, your attention is focused on the start of the MLB season and college basketball's Final Four. NFL teams are focusing on the draft. And for serious fantasy football players, it's never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts provide dynasty, season-long betting, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off. Promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com, Gabe.
Well done, and I look forward to breaking it down, Daily Roto style, a little bit later on. We'll talk some baseball. We've got NIT basketball. Big Man on Campus will join us later on. We'll talk about the NIT. A lot of talk about Jamie Dixon potentially leaving TCU to take the UCLA job. But we're talking NHL hockey right now with WagerTalk.com's Alex P. Smith and It's $2 Tuesday, so you're going to get a nice NHL winner for $2. Great deal over a Wager Talk. Check it out. So, Alex, before we get you out of here, NHL playoffs are around the corner right now. Looking at the futures right now, the Tampa Bay Lightning are plus 185. The Calgary Flames are plus 850. So, you know, what do you think? You know, what do you think about the futures here? Do you think the Lightning are finally going to get it done and win another Stanley Cup? Or at least I should say, you know, Cooper's going to get it done, and this team will get it done, and Stamkos, et cetera. He'll get a ring like Ovechkin finally did. Or is disappointment await them? Or do you like one of these live long shots, Alex, for the futures?
You know, I picked Tampa Bay to win the Stanley Cup at the beginning of the year, and I got a plus 6-1 ticket in my pocket with that. But, you know, we talked about it earlier in the show about the, you know, President's Trophy hasn't always been, you know, a great thing for a team to win in the NHL. Since the lockout year of 04-05, there's only been two teams to win the President's Trophy and go on to win a Stanley Cup. That was the 07-08 Red Wings,
crazy,
and 2012-2013 Chicago Blackhawks, who did it on a they also did that. That was a shortened year, the lockout shortened year. So you look at the last five winners, four of them have lost in the second round, one only making it to the conference final. So Tampa Bay, I like them. I think they're, you know, a talented team up and down, but you've missed the boat as far as value goes. You get at minus 120 to win the Eastern Conference or plus 140 to win the Stanley Cup.
You know what's crazy, Cam? Like you said, Alex, me and Cam were talking about this, Cam. You look back. 2013, Boston Bruins, 117 points, lost second round. Rangers, yep. 113 points, lost conference finals. Capitals, 2015, lost second round. Capitals, 2016, lost second round. Nashville Predators, 2017, lost second round. Right? Like, you know, people, oh, they're the best team. It's a curse. You know, we've seen it. You know, we've seen it. We've seen it in the NCAA tournament, too. Baseball's the same way, too. A lot of times the team with the best record doesn't win a baseball either.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you have so many teams that just go through like that.
Huh? Yeah, I'm with you, Alex. And I look at it, Gabe, and like look how like the Leafs played Tampa Bay tough. Vasilevsky stood on his head for one of those wins. They beat them on the road. Hey, Alex, what about Boston with that lead against Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay showed balls and they came back. But some of the upper teams in the conference, too, it's not like it's a cakewalk. Hockey's a different sport than these other ones. You know, the long season, the way you can get beat down. And I'm not sure. Hedman says they might be back for the playoffs. But without Hedman, that's a big, big loss for Tampa Bay, Alex. That's huge, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. It's humongous because, I mean, you look at the rest of these teams. There's a lot of offensively talented teams, especially in that Eastern Conference. The Blue Jackets sneak in. We're having a guy like Artemi Panarin and some of those other casting members. They can do some damage offensively. Obviously, the reigning defending Stanley Cup champions with Washington Capitals, talented with Ovechkin and company. And, of course, the Pittsburgh Penguins, a team that has won multiple cups. They've been through this time and time again. And I think the Capitals, the Penguins, both offer, if you're looking for some good value, especially as far as even winning the Eastern Conference, you get the Caps right now at 5-1 or a Penguins at 6-1. These are teams that know how to win. They've been through this time and time again. And, you know, catching some teams in the playoffs, like the Hurricanes or the Islanders, who haven't had as much success, or even the Blue Jackets, haven't had that much playoff success overall over the years. I think Capitals and the Penguins are definitely live within the East.
Even better odds over at the FanDuel Sportsbook in New Jersey. Pittsburgh Penguins 11-1 to win the Eastern Conference. Washington Capitals 7.50. To win. And it's funny you say that, Alex, because those are the two teams. I'm looking at the future odds here. You got Tampa Bay plus 185. Calgary, I'm not buying it, plus 850. Boston Bruins intrigued me at 950. And then I don't know, Sharks, no. Preds, no. Jets, no. Leafs, no. Golden Knights, no. And then I get to the Capitals, and I'm thinking, they're not going to be an easy team to beat, you know, but they're going to fall short, I would imagine. And then you can never count out Sid, no longer a kid Crosby, but still a badass, at 17-1. What's a long shot, Cam? St. Louis Blues 20-1?
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that. The Blues and Binnington, it's just one of those things. Since he's become their goaltender, they're a scary team. They could play lockdown. What did the Blues do well is exactly what you need in playoff hockey. They got a good back end, Pareko, and a lot of these other guys. Vince Dunn gives them a little bit of offense from the back end. Binnington is a stud. I love the way Tyler Bozak's been playing lately. They got Tarasenko. O'Reilly's been an absolute monster. Alex, I think St. Louis is a little bit scary, Gabe. I hate to say it, too. Vegas with the acquisition too. You know, they made some really good moves. They're resting Fleury for the playoff run. I would like San Jose, but I don't trust Martin Jones. I don't think he's a very good goaltender, and despite being a good team, he could kill them. What do you think, Alex, about the Blues and some of those other teams?
Yeah, I'm really down on the Western Conference, and this is a conference that I really follow them closely. If I had to choose, I follow the Western Conference closer than the East, living in this area. But, you know, the Blues were a team, I mean, January 3rd, they were in last place. They were one of the worst teams in the league. Yep. But in the turnaround and possibly being a spot to win the Central, you know, it's just absolutely amazing. Like I said, having a high goalie means everything. And if you look at the Western Conference, the only two teams that I really like, and really now it's down to one, would be the Blues. And I would have said the Dallas Stars a few days ago, but now with Ben Bishop getting hurt, a veteran goalie, a guy that could get hot and steal a series for you, steal a few games, you know, him having lower body issues, which we saw that hammer him. The last time he was in a big playoff spot in 2015, that Stanley Cup final, he tore his groin right off the bone and still tried to play through that series, couldn't finish it out. So that's a little bit worrisome for Dallas, which is a long shot that I did like. But the Blues, like I said, with Binnington, it's a lot like with Ottawa, we had with Andrew Hammond a few years ago. He could run through and steal a couple of series against some of these teams that are having goalie issues, like San Jose, like Calgary as well. Like I said, and some shaky teams like the Avalanche and Predators playing good hockey now, but they have spurted, especially offensively at times. So those are things you have to worry about. The Blues have the best blueprint, pardon the pun, in the Western Conference right now.
Yeah, you know, it's one of these deals, too, where the St. Louis Blues have been in the league forever, never won before. There's been pressure on them in the past, sort of like the San Jose Sharks, where they've been front runners, mm-hmm. they've been forgotten about, they've been underdogs, it's sort of everything. And, you know, fact is, look, as good as the Blues have been, guys, to be honest, the St. Louis Blues have been probably the best team in hockey, along with Tampa, for the second half. I was talking about their numbers last night, Alex. You know, they're like 27-10-4 or something in the last 41 games. So, like, over the last, you know, half of the season, they've been killing it. Yet here they are with 11 teams, Cam, listed ahead of the St. Louis Blues. Yet the fact that they have the second-best record in the NHL over the last half of the year.
It's crazy to me. I think also, too, you know, my tenant Joe, big Winnipeg Jets guy.
Give
I got a lot of questions.
Give me the Blues.
I got a Oh, I know. I've already bought in. And I like what Alex said, too. I like what Alex said about the Stars. If there's anything, the Stars have been great to us, Gabe. And down the stretch, we've been betting them as dogs. I don't trust Cali. Big save, Dave. He hasn't been. Mike Smith, up and down. San Jose, Jones, big problem. Jets, Hellebuck, has he really proven it before? I worry a little bit about the Jets, too. Injuries on the back end. The Blues are one of those teams. Don't sleep on them. They're built. They're almost built for the playoffs, Gabe. I'm in. And they know how to suffocate you, and they can win a 2-1 style hockey game. I like them a lot. And, yeah, if I'm going to futures, that's where my money's going.
St. Louis Blues, 20-1. Jumping on the wagon. Yeah.
Good value. Good value there.
Well, at least you know what? I mean, you know, it seems to me the West is wide open. They have a good of a chance as anybody.
True.
I mean, you know, what about Calgary, Alex? Yep. Are you buying into Calgary?
I like Calgary's offense, but like you said, the goaltending, I mean, David Riddick is a guy we haven't seen proven in a big playoff series. And then you go with Mike Smith, like you said, another guy who we've seen kind of falter at times. The longest playoff run he made was back in 2011 when he was a member of the Arizona Coyotes. So, you know, the offense is great. And I think the Flames should be able to take care of business in their first round series, wherever they draw. But I think they might have a tough time, especially if they go up. Like you said, those teams that suffocate you, like San Jose or the Blues, they're not fast teams. San Jose is probably one of the slowest teams around. But what they do well is when they get in the offensive zone, they set up well, they execute well, they take quality shots. And that's how they score goals. So they're not one of these freewheeling up and down, you know, speeds their team. But once they get in the offensive zone, they make it count. That's the same thing with the Blues. Not only do they have a stymieing defense, but they have a really good, efficient offense. So that's why I'm with you. The Blues are in my eyes, probably one of the best teams in the West to win the West.
Alex Smith, Wager Talk. You can also get him on Twitter. Great stuff. Wager Talk, as he talked about, $2 Tuesdays, which is a great deal. Some great cappers over at Wager Talk, and it's not a stiff at all. $2, guys. You got nothing to lose at $2. Cost you that for a newspaper. And as Alex stated, he's hitting 60%. with his NHL totals this year. Alex, good to talk to you. Good to catch up with you, my man.
Yeah,
we'll definitely do it again. NHL playoffs around the corner. We'll definitely talk again. Thanks, Alex.
Good.
All right, take care, buddy.
Alex Smith was Cam, I'm looking at NHL lines right now over at FanDuel. Their futures got some nice future odds there, huh? Pittsburgh Penguins 11-1 to win the East. Pretty nice odds.
That's what I like about your book. Shop around, Gabe. Like you, so you're telling me Alex mentioned
shop
Pittsburgh
around.
From six
shop
or
around.
Seven.
Shop.
You're
shop.
Getting 11. Shop around. Shop around. You gotta shop around shop. To get shop. The best line. Shop around. Yep, shop. I'm not sure about Pittsburgh. I think it's there. I'm not going to be betting them, but from a value perspective, that line is very, very good at 11. You should meet that. No,
like,
crazy, actually.
I like the Capitals more, to be honest. Then I like the. I think the Capitals sort of have a run in them. They're going to be tough to knock out. Let me just compare to. You know what? It's kind of comparable, to be honest. Same crap. Pittsburgh Penguins are 10-1 at the Green Book. Same thing. So it's not like, ooh, we're getting some crazy odds or something like that. But you will like this, and this is something that I really would really like, because I get screwed all the time in shootouts, as we know, and in overtimes. FanDuel, NHL Tuesday, overtime insurance. Place a pre-live money line bet on any Tuesday NHL game, and if your selection loses in overtime, we're going to refund your bet up to $25. So if you bet $25 on the game and you lose in overtime, you get your money back. You bet $100 on the game, they give you $25 back after you got screwed in overtime.
What about a shootout?
NHL Tuesday OT insurance.
Does that include shootout or is it just overtime?
Yes. Overtime / shootout, yes.
Oh, perfect. Oh, I love that insurance. That's great. That's huge.
Like the old,
how many times you
like
lose in a shootout? It's 50-50.
Well, not for me. It's like 95-5. Like, I never win shootouts.
Yeah, it's horrible. I know. You want shootout in overtime insurance. Sounds like a better than Progressive. Well, you're going to give me back my debt?
I was going to say, yeah, you like
sure.
That. You like that blackjack insurance, right?
Actually, I never buy insurance, Gabe. The guy who taught me how to play blackjack told me. Yeah, he goes, you have a cut list. You don't need insurance. Don't ever buy insurance.
Ken Mazzari in our chat said the Canadians are going to make the playoffs. They're going to win the cup. They might make the playoffs. They're not winning the cup. And I don't even think they're going to make the playoffs, unfortunately.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Cam, somebody asked me in the chat about Major League Baseball DFS when we're going to get to our lineups. I think, you know, not they care about my lineup, but they want the knowledge of the optimizer. You got to sign up over at Daily Roto, guys. But
yep.
I'm doing a lineup over here, and there's a lot of Jays that are out of the lineup tonight, bro. Like, Grishuk's been killing it. I had him in my lineup last night, and he had a nice night. He's not playing. Gurriel is out. Grishuk is out. We were talking about the under earlier being in play in these Jays games. They can't hit the baseball cap. Yeah, they've nearly been no hit twice.
Too.
He's
great
out.
Point, Gabe, but I was going to do. That's horrible. Like, I don't. That's insane. Like,
I know. Heads up. I don't know that's what why I bring it up. Me what, too. I was going to put him in my lineup. Point. He's not. He's out. He's out.
Yeah.
Bravo to baseball. Thank you, though, Manfred. Because you know what? If this is the NBA, we wouldn't know. Baseball has this new rule, hey, jackass, you have to have your lineups out by 5:30 so everyone knows. Thank you. Makes up my life easier. Now I know. It sucks, but at least I know an hour before the game, all right, these Jays are out tonight. Grishuk's not playing. And you know, he was a hot DFS player for tonight, too.
Sure was. He was one of the guys I wanted to talk about tonight. I got a hockey lineup for you, Gabe. You got a baseball lineup. We'll look at the optimizer. Yeah, I'm winning a couple bucks here and there. Had a game-winning goal last night with one guy. It just, you know what? That's the thing. It just, I don't have the hundreds of dollars, whatever, when I'm gambling to put into a DFS. Like, we'll enter like the $3, $5 stuff. But man, it really sucks when you win money, Gabe. Like you did, like double your money. You're just like, even if you had like 50 or 100, you could start to build it, enter a $20. And start to do, yeah, me and you, we're doing the $2, then, $4 then, step, right?
Then it's no automatic that you're going to double it up, because then suddenly you're playing against Ricky Sanders and these guys, because they're in the 20 and 50s. They're not going to waste their time.
Good point. I'd rather stay with the fish than the barracudas and sharks.
Well, me, I look at it as like a lottery. I'm just hoping one of these days I'll win it and win the $5,000. Hell, $2,500. You know what I mean? The pride. I've come close. Like, I finished in 7th and 1 with thousands of people. I've been knocking on the door cam a couple of times. But the NBA
is a golf one.
Dude, the other day in the NBA, I had like 338 points. I won $4 or $6. The guy won with like 441 points or something. Like, it must have been like a record.
Tough.
All right. Best bets, DFS, basketball, all that and more.